Good afternoon. My name is Pamela Albert, and I will be talking about sex differences and risk factors for suicide ideation and suicide attempts among Maine high school students. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Erica Lichter, who is here in the back, and Sheila Nelson, who worked on this project with me. So in 2015, suicide was the second leading cause of death among youth ages 10 to 24, both nationally and in Maine. A 2015 MMWR indicated that young adolescent girls had the greatest percent increase in suicide deaths between 1999 and 2014, and that the gap between male and female suicide rates decreased over the same period, meaning that more girls were dying by suicide. In Maine, there have been several recent teen suicides that have received media attention, including 9 teen suicides in the first few months of 2016. 2 of them were girls from the same small affluent private school in Portland, which is our largest city, and 3 in November of that same year, including a transgender boy. And just a week or so ago, a 7th grade girl died by suicide in a neighboring community to my own, which again received media attention, which is kind of a big deal in a small state population-wise like Maine. In Maine, we've seen a significant increase in suicide ideation and attempts among Maine high school students between 2009 and 2015, specifically among high school girls, both in 2013 and 2015. So our objective was to examine sex differences among risk factors associated with suicide ideation and attempts among Maine youth to inform prevention and intervention efforts. For this analysis, we used data from the 2015 Maine Integrated Youth Health Survey, which is Maine's biennial youth health survey administered in odd years. All high schools in Maine are invited to participate, and nearly 38,000 students participated in 2015 with an overall survey response rate of 66%. There are 4 versions of the survey, A, B, C, and D, where version C is Maine's YRBS. All data are weighted to be representative of students in Maine. While we examined a range of variables between all survey modules for cross-tabulation analyses, using overlapping 95% confidence intervals to determine significance, we limited our logistic regression analyses to variables only asked on version C, which included both of our outcome variables as well as many of the risk variables in which we were interested. All analyses, including descriptive statistics, preliminary univariate analyses, and logistic regressions, were performed using survey procedures in SAS. So we had 2 outcome variables, suicide ideation and suicide attempt, as you see here, both coded as yes-no responses. Specifically for suicide attempts, a yes response was considered a respondent who indicated they had attempted suicide in the past 12 months. We included the following demographic covariates in our models: sex, grade, race, ethnicity, either Hispanic or not, and sexual orientation, either heterosexual or LGBTQ. When we first began considering risk variables to include in our analysis, we made a laundry list of potential variables grouped by these 5 main risk categories. The list initially included over 50 risk variables. We ran crosstabs of all variables by sex and by both outcome variables to identify risk factors that showed significant sex differences in suicide ideation and attempts based on non-overlapping 95% confidence intervals. Ultimately, we narrowed the list down of risk variables, leaving us with a list of 8 main variables across the 5 risk categories listed here, and in the interest of time, I'm not going to read through them all. We first ran cross-tabulations on the full sample of all 4 survey versions. The sample had nearly 38,000 respondents, was evenly split by sex, and was fairly equally divided by grade, with slightly fewer 12th graders taking the survey. The sample was 95% non-Hispanic and 85% white, which reflects Maine's overall population. And 15% of the sample had considered suicide in the past year, and 11% reported having attempted suicide at least once within the past 12 months. In our crosstab analyses, we found while both boys and girls who had aggressive behaviors, risky sexual behavior, or who were depressed were significantly more likely than their same-sex counterparts to have considered suicide, girls who experienced these behaviors were significantly more likely than boys who experienced these behaviors to have considered suicide in the past year. In looking at victimization, similarly, girls who were victimized, including forced sexual intercourse or dating violence, bullying either at school or electronically, or having been threatened or injured on school property, were significantly more likely than boys who experienced victimization to have considered suicide in the past year. Here, looking at substance use by suicide ideation, again, we see girls who were current smokers, drinkers, or who were early substance use initiators were significantly more likely than boys to have considered suicide in the past year. Looking at the same variables by risk variables by suicide attempt, we found that girls who had aggressive behaviors were significantly more likely than boys with aggressive behaviors to have attempted suicide in the past year, while we saw no sex differences in risky sexual behavior or depression. Here, girls who were threatened or injured on school property were significantly more likely than boys with the same experience to have attempted suicide in the past year, while no sex differences were seen by dating violence or bullying. And lastly, looking at substance use by suicide attempts, we found that girls who were current smokers or early initiators were significantly more likely than boys with the same use or experience to have attempted suicide in the past year. So as I mentioned previously, in our logistic regression analyses, we only used survey responses from version C, which was just under 10,000 responses. The population characteristics were the same as the full sample, with no significant differences in demographics or the outcomes of interest. We first ran a model predicting suicide ideation among both males and females and found these five risk variables to be significant in predicting to be significant predictors of suicide ideation when controlling for all other demographic and risk variables, with depression, as you see, being the strongest predictor of suicide ideation. When we ran the same model by sex, we found differences in the significant risk factors predicting suicide ideation between boys and girls. For girls, forced sexual intercourse and/or dating violence, depression and sexual orientation were all significant predictors of suicide ideation, while for boys, being threatened or injured on school property, being bullied at school or electronically, being depressed, or being a current alcohol user were significant predictors of suicide ideation. We also modeled suicide attempts among both males and females and found these four risk variables to be significant predictors of suicide attempts when controlling for all other demographic and risk variables, with depression, again, being the strongest predictor of suicide attempt. And again, when we ran the model by sex, we found differences in the significant predictors of suicide attempts between boys and girls. While depression remained a significant predictor among both boys and girls, forced intercourse or dating violence and sexual orientation were also significant predictors among girls, while being threatened or injured on school property or being bullied at school or electronically were significant predictors of suicide attempts among main boys. So in conclusion, we found that significant sex differences exist among risk factors for suicide ideation and attempts among main boys and girls, high school boys and girls. Main high school girls who were aggressive, depressed, had risky sexual behaviors, were victimized. Current smokers or early substance use initiators were significantly more likely to consider suicide than boys with similar experiences or behaviors. And main high school girls who were aggressive, had been threatened or injured at school, were current smokers or early substance use initiators, were significantly more likely to have attempted suicide than boys with similar experiences or behaviors. And in summary, dating violence, depression, and sexual orientation were significant predictors of suicide ideation and attempts among main high school girls, while being threatened or injured at school, being bullied or depression, or being depressed were significant predictors of suicide ideation and attempts among main high school boys. And our next steps will be to examine trends of these significant risk variables by sex over time for the 4 years of MIYHS data that we have available, and based on our findings, consider tailoring future prevention and intervention efforts to address these sex-specific risk factors. And that is it. Thank you.